Preston thought you might be able to figure out these plans for me.
Sure thing. Let's see what you've got.
Do you think you can build this?
Wow. What a mess. Looks like encrypted RF transmissions. Okay, so that gets routed through... What the hell? Teleportation. This is some pretty crazy shit. You sure it's for real?
It's real. I got it from an ex-Institute scientist.
Seriously? I didn't know you could be an ex-Institute anything and still be breathing. Anyway, the eggheads never think about the nuts and bolts of actually making something work. But, looks like it's all here. Yeah, I'm gonna need some time to study this thing. The handwriting's pretty hard to make out. But, you can get started on what he calls a stabilized reflector platform. You'll need some pretty high-grade metals. It's basically not that different than the lining of a jet engine, something like that.
I'm not feeling confident here, Sturgis.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out. No matter how crazy the theory, in the end, it all comes down to engineering. Here's a list of what you'll need for the first piece. I'm pretty sure we've got all that at Sanctuary, if you want to build it there. While you're working on that, I'll get busy figuring out how to actually build the rest of this thing. Keep in mind, I can already see this is going to take a crazy amount of juice. Like if you had a spare nuclear reactor handy, we could probably use it. And it's going to be big. So find a nice open building site with lots of power available.
Sturgis.
How's it going? Did you find a good spot to build your signal interceptor?
Did you figure out the rest of Virgil's schematics?
I think so. Best I can tell until we actually try to put it together. Here's a list of three things that may be harder to find. I think I'll be able to pull together everything else we're gonna need. I'll meet you over at the building site and see if we can actually make this thing work.
Can you explain how this thing is actually gonna work?
Let me break it down for you. There's four main parts to this thing. One, a control console to input the code and process the signal. Two, what he calls a relay dish. That's what intercepts the teleporter signal. Three, a molecular beam emitter. It's pretty technical here, but... like this is what translates your matter into energy for transmission. Four, the stabilized reflector platform that you already built. That's what concentrates and reflects the molecular beam. One thing to keep in mind while you're building this, it all needs to be wired together so all pieces can talk to each other. I'll see you over at the building site. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Sturgis.
Need any help with that, signal interceptor?
Not now. Hey, Sturgis.
Everything looks good on my end. You ready to see if this thing actually works?
Shouldn't we test it first?
I wish we could, but we've only got the one frequency code. There's no way to test it without actually jacking into the Institute signal. As soon as we do that, we've used our one and only chance. As soon as the Institute figures out what we did, and I gotta believe those brainiacs won't be caught napping twice, that code we've got is useless.
Let's do this.
You sure? Okay. Your part is simple. Just step onto the platform. I'll start scanning for an Institute signal to lock onto. Then, I fire her up and we see what happens. Just get on the platform. I'll do the rest. Okay, hold real still. I don't want any corruption of the molecular beam. Oh, yeah, by the way, I figured this was a golden opportunity to find out as much as we can about the Institute, what they're up to. Yeah, this holotape's all set with a program that will scan their network and download anything it finds. Yeah, we better hurry. And don't worry about that tubing wiggling around. It's, just there for decoration. Okay. Scanning for the Institute signal. Tracking RF. And got it. Hold on to your butt.
I wondered if you might make it here. You're quite resourceful. I'm known as Father. The Institute is under my guidance. I know why you're here. I'd like to discuss things with you face to face. Please, step into the elevator. I can only imagine what you've heard, what you think of us. I'd like to show you that you may have the wrong impression. Welcome to the Institute. This is the reality of the Institute. This place, these people, the work. Science can help shape the future. It has never been easy. and our actions are often misinterpreted by those above ground. Someday, perhaps, we can show them what we've accomplished. But for now, we must remain underground. There's too much at stake here to risk it all. As you've seen, things above are unstable. I'd like to talk to you about what we can do for everyone. But that to win. You are here for a specific, very personal reason. You are here for your son.
Sean?
Huh? Yes, I'm Sean.
Sean? Is that really you?
Who are you?
Sean, it's me. I'm your mom.
Father, what's going on? What's happening?
We're leaving this place. Together. Okay? Okay, Sean?
What's going on? Father? Father!
Shh! It'll be okay, Sean. Mommy's here now.
I don't know you. Go away! Father! Father, help me! There's someone here! Help me!
Who is Father? Where is he?
Father? Father, help me! She's trying to take me! Father? Father, help me!
Sean, S-923, recall code Cirrus. Fascinating, but disappointing. The child's responses were not at all what I anticipated. He's a prototype, you understand. We're only just now beginning to explore the effects of extreme emotional stimuli. Please try and keep an open mind. I recognize that you are emotional, and that your journey here has been fraught with challenges. Let's start anew. I am Father. Welcome to the Institute.
I could kill you. Right here. Right. Now.
Yes. Yes, you could. And I would be powerless to stop you.
I want answers, asshole. Now!
Under the circumstances, I will forgive your vulgarity. But I need you to realize that this situation is far more complicated than you could have imagined. You have traveled very far and suffered a great deal to find your son. Well, your tenacity and dedication have been rewarded. It's good to finally meet you. After all this time, it's me. I am Sean. I am your son.
Bullshit!
Is it? After all the things you've seen and experienced in the Commonwealth? Think about it. In the vault, you had no concept of the passage of time. You were released from your pod and went searching for the son you'd lost. But then you learned that your son was no longer an infant, but a 10-year-old boy. You believed that 10 years had passed. Is it really so hard to accept that it was not 10, but 60 years? That is the reality. And here I am, raised by the Institute. And now it's Lita.
Hell of a story, but I guess it does make sense.
I'm glad you're willing to accept the truth. It's quite encouraging. At that time, the year 2227, the Institute had made great strides in synth production. But it was never enough. Scientific curiosity and the goal of perfection drove them ever onward. What they wanted was the perfect machine. So they followed the best example thus far. The human being, walking, talking, fully articulate, capable of anything.
Human synths? Really?
Human-like synths. A great distinction. The Institute endeavored to create synthetic organics. The most logical starting point, of course, was human DNA. Plenty of that was available, of course. But it had all become corrupted. In this wasteland, radiation affected everyone. Even in their attempts to shield themselves from the world above, members of the Institute had been exposed. Another source was necessary. But then the Institute found me, after discovering records from Vault 111. An infant, frozen in time, protected from the radiation-induced mutations that had crept into every other human cell in the Commonwealth. I was exactly what they needed. And so it was my DNA that became the basis of the synthetic organics used to create every human-like synth you see today. I am their father. Through science, we are family. The synths, me, and you.
And you've been down here the whole time?
I have. Yes. I know you must have questions. Please. Anything I can do to help you understand.
Kellogg. He worked for you?
Kellogg. He was an Institute asset long before I arrived here. It wasn't until I became director that I learned of all the things he'd done. What kind of man he was.
You knew the man was a psychopath, but you used him anyway?
Would you have preferred that I turned him loose on the Commonwealth? At least keeping him on a short leash kept the collateral damage to a minimum. The Institute took advantage of Kellogg's vicious nature. I will freely admit that. Institute technology prolonged his life, and his usefulness far beyond any normal human lifespan. He never failed the Institute, but his cruelty became more apparent with every completed objective. I won't lie. It's no coincidence your path crossed his. It seemed a fitting way to allow you, us, to have some amount of revenge. What else can I say to ease your mind?
Your father. He never got to see you grow up.
Yes. What happened to him was... I've gone over the records of the incident, of course. It seems what happened to him was an unfortunate bit of collateral damage. For many years, I never questioned who my parents were. I accepted my situation, and that was that. With old age comes regret. And asking what if more often. But what matters now is that you and I have a chance to begin again. What else can I say to ease your mind?
So you're in charge of the Institute?
I am the acting director, yes. I spent decades working to reach this point. It's a responsibility I take very seriously, the Institute. It's important. It really is humanity's best hope for the future, no matter what those above ground might think of us.
They're scared of you, Sean. Scared of the Institute.
People are always frightened by what they don't understand. Ultimately, the Commonwealth has nothing to fear from us. Whatever you've seen or heard, I know I can convince you of that. Just give me time. I know there's more for us to discuss. But the Institute is on the verge of some important breakthroughs. Your presence would be appreciated as we approach them. I've been a part of something amazing here. I've helped to build a life for myself and the people of the Institute. And now, after all these years, you have an opportunity to help with that. Doesn't that intrigue you? Isn't that what you want?
You want me to stay here in the Institute?
Yes. That is what I propose. Is it so hard to imagine? The Institute can provide a better life than anything above ground. You've been in the Commonwealth. You've seen what it's like. I assure you that you are better off with us. Because it is the simple truth. And I believe you know it too. I simply ask that you give the Institute, me, a chance. A chance to show you what I've been telling you. We really do have humanity's best interest at heart. Will you take that chance?
Are you sure you want this?
Yes, I am. It would benefit us both to work together.
Just don't know.
Just give it time. Give the Institute a chance. The Institute is now your home as much as it is mine. Please take some time, get to know it. Meet the people you'll be working with. You'll want to introduce yourself to the division heads. Dr. Fillmore in facilities. Dr. Ayo in SRB. Dr. Holdren in bioscience. And finally, Dr. Lee in advanced systems. They've all been notified of your arrival, of course. Meet them, and then we'll discuss what comes next.